HBCU, what they did, that was so awesome and amazing. We hope that you're having an amazing day and wish that you enjoy our podcast.
And today's guests are
Dina Figueroa
and Belinda Farias.
I hope you have a nice time on the show and hope you'll be on the next show.
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday. I hope you guys are having an amazing morning so far. I mean, like, we're recording really early in the morning today.
Yeah, Alex. So, yeah. Athena and Belinda, how do y'all feel?
I am sleepy.
Are you guys ready for the weekend?
Yeah.
What do y'all plan to do this weekend?
I have a soccer game, and it's my brother's birthday, so we're going to be doing that.
What about you Belinda?
A festive weekend?
Huh?
You're going to have a festive weekend?
Kind of, I guess.
Belinda?
And you, Belinda, what are you planning on doing this weekend?
I'm going over to my dad's house. That's it.
Okay, so don't be nervous, but we're going to ask y'all a few questions about what y'all have been doing in technology. Alex, if you would ask the first question.
Yeah, so to start off, the first question will be, how do you guys feel about the 2040 story, COVID story? Do you guys feel like you did amazing, or were you guys a little bit nervous about what you were going to write about, or how did you feel?
I can say I did pretty good, but at certain parts, I felt like I, like, didn't have motivation to write, but I felt very confident towards the end.
Yeah. And you, Belinda, how did you feel about it?
I felt kind of nervous. I felt like Athena, I didn't really have the motivation to write that much. But, I mean, I still pushed through, you know?
Yeah, you guys did really good because you guys were chosen as one of the first people to go ahead and get on our podcast, you know?
Star guest. Yeah. Okay, so the next question was, could you write us, tell us like a small summary of your 2040 story? Do y'all remember?
Yeah.
Okay, go.
So my story is about this girl who had like went through certain things when she was younger, and she wasn't really a very social person, and she had only one friend, and like whenever she went to school one of these days, her and her friend, there's this thing that happened, like this weird disease that came out, and they're trying to escape the school, and then she met like new people as she went on to the house, and then she found the letter, and then like all of these things started happening because she doesn't know who her parents are, so she's trying to like see how they're connected to how the disease came out.
Okay, what about you, Belinda?
Well, my story is about this lady that's a librarian, but she's an undercover, like, spy, and people are trying to look for her. Not really much, but, I mean,
it's something good.
Both of you guys' stories sound really interesting.
Yeah.
They're definitely about 2040, coverage, about 2040 in the future, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, what was your guys' job in 2040? I mean, did you guys talk about what, like your family and stuff like that, your job?
Well, mine was basically a flashback, but I was planning on saying it was the narrator, the person of them in the future, which is, kind, I guess I could say me, but I let the story on a cliffhanger so that there could be a second story to keep it going.
Oh, so you're planning on writing a second story onto it?
When I feel like it, sure.
publish a book, you know?
Probably, I'll try.
Yeah.
Okay, Belinda?
What was your job in 2040, or what were your plans, or what were you in the future?
I was a librarian.
Librarian?
Not much.
I mean, at least it's something. At least you're making money.
Yeah.
Librarians are amazing.
Yeah. So the fourth question is, did you move out of the state in 2040? Like, were you still here, or were you in like another country, another state? Where were you?
Well, in the flashback, I'm where I used to live, but in where I am now is like, I'll explain it later in the story because I don't want to like tell anybody yet, but it's telling like what happened before.
Okay. Where were you, Belinda?
I was in New York.
Ooh, the big city.
Yeah.
What they call that? The Big Apple? Oh.
You know, they say New York is where the big dreams are made of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alrighty, and... Man, so did your story? Did you guys' story end up in a happy ending or like in a sad ending?
Mine ended up in like a cliffhanger. It's like not really happy, but it's not really sad either.
So you wanted to leave people excited to hear the next part?
Yeah,
that's smart.
Yeah, okay, I see. Yeah.
I don't really know because I didn't finish it yet. I mean, hopefully it could, like, have a sad ending, so, like, Athena, so I could, like, make another book and see if there's going to be another happy ending at the end.
Mm-hmm. Okay, last question for the 2040 story is, did Miss Nichols make y'all do y'all project?
Yeah, did she make y'all do it? Like,
or did y'all want to do it? Like, did y'all feel... Did y'all feel, like, happy to do it? Oh, you're okay.
I wanted to do it until, like, I was on my, like, 15th page where I kind of stopped for a week and then I finished it. But whenever I first did it, I was, like, I just kept writing until I was, like, super ahead. But then I stopped writing because I was super ahead and got lazy.
What about you, Belinda?
No, she didn't make me do it. I really wanted to do it because I want to hopefully one day, you know, write my own book.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, Alex, will you please start the question for the SDG rap?
All right, so the next genre for the questions or the next topic for the questions will be about your guys' SDG rap. I mean, like, what inspiration do you guys have for the SDG rap? I mean, like, what lyrics were in y'all's rap?
That, like, inspired you?
I don't remember. I think, like, the one that was about, like, equality and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I just, like, wrote down all the lyrics to see which would rhyme, and then I started talking about different places that had to deal with the SDGs and just put it all together to where it was kind of cringy, but it kind of worked, too.
Okay. Belinda?
I think I agree with Athena. I mean, I just, like, wrote what down from the SDG. Sorry, my bad. But, yeah.
Okay. So, the next question is, what is the main theme of your rap? Like, which one were you most focused on, Belinda? Preferably which word, because there was multiple words, like poverty, equality, like, which one were you most focused on?
I think it was equality, because, I mean, like, a bunch of people in, like, the world is, like, not really doing so good with equality.
Okay, and Athena?
I focused on more equality and probably hunger.
Okay. Alex, next question, please.
All right, guys, I have a pause the recording. They're going to go ahead and start testing here. I told them to give me 5 more minutes, though. So we're going to go ahead and skip down to the questions about the different subjects. I think we're going to do the last 3, and then we're going to go ahead and end it.
Okay.
Because I think we're about to reach 10 minutes either way.
Okay.
All right. I'll go ahead and start. Okay, so the next question will be about about school. So what kind of projects are y'all doing in other classes? How do you guys feel about the other projects that you have been doing, or have you guys not been doing any projects?
Well, projects we have. Lately, we really haven't gotten any projects. We've just been getting a lot of assignments in different classes like ELA and different, like, things we have to make up just in case, like, we don't have it turned in.
Okay, Belinda?
Yeah, we haven't been really getting projects.
Okay. Next question is, do y'all enjoy the assignments? Like, do y'all like the assignments that y'all are given, or do like y'all hate them? Or not hate, like dislike? And if so, which one specifically do you hate? I mean, don't like. Like, is it history, ELA, math?
I don't like a lot of assignments. The main one I don't like is algebra. But the ones I kind of like, I really like the music ones. Like, they're pretty interesting for me.
Oh, yeah, playing the shared piano and everything like that?
I like the ELA ones, too. I don't know why.
The music assignments are very interesting because he gives us a bunch of different apps that we can play on. And just, like, mess around. It's really awesome and stuff like that.
Okay, Belinda.
I don't really enjoy the assignments because they overpile on me, like, a lot. I don't really get stuff done. But the assignments that I do, like, yeah, I like music because we get to, like, experiment with stuff, you know.
Okay. That's cool.
And I think the big question will be, do you guys prefer to be online or on campus? Or what do you guys like the most?
Usually I would like in person, but for safety reasons, I guess in online is all right. But it'd be easier to be in person if I could.
Okay. Okay, y'all are done. Thanks for answering these questions for our podcast this morning. I know it was super early.
How do you feel, Belinda? What do you prefer?
Jayla just say no.
I would rather be online. It's more better for me. I stay better with my grades.
Yeah, I heard people do better on online than they have been doing in person, because there's like least distractions, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, guys. I mean, we're all done. You guys did. I appreciate you guys for being on our first podcast, and I hope you guys have an amazing weekend.
Yeah.
Me too. We're glad for y'all having us on here.
Yeah, well, no problem. And hopefully you guys can be back on for maybe something when we start a new subject or a new topic about the podcast, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Or about maybe about another thing that you did awesome and amazing on, you know? Mm-hmm. Alrighty, so yeah, I appreciate you guys, and I hope you guys have an amazing weekend.
Thanks for listening to the What Did They Do podcast. Make sure y'all come back next Friday.
Next episode.
Yeah, next episode.
Yes. Alrighty, so have a good weekend, everybody.
Bye.
Alright, thank you. You guys have a good one. Let's go.